Wowzers, I have used this Olympus a ton lately, and the battery level is still at high. But anyway, yes, it's me again. Oh no, run for the hills. Yes, yes, I know I said in my last post that it would be my last boo for a while. Well, I lied. Sue me. But I'm posting again for what I think is a good reason. I have been feeling a bit emotional today, I think because today was the memorial service for Corporal Nathan Cirillo, and I'm sure I wasn't the only slightly teary-eyed person in the church this morning. But anyway, when I get feeling emotional, I also get sort of warm and fuzzy and want to spread the love. Shake the love around and pay it forward. So, to that end, I have decided that I should give a couple of shout-outs to some seriously awesome people that either I have discovered on Audioboom or who have discovered me, and whose boos I subsequently really enjoyed. First of all, the reason I'm doing this is because you might not know who they are, and you might want to. I should make a bit of a public service announcement, though, first of all, a disclaimer of sorts, and say that I am enjoying all the boos that I'm seeing from the people that I follow. So if your name is not on this list, it isn't because I don't like you. You're all very cool people. And honestly, I really do believe that Audioboom has enriched my life. I've had a lot of fun with it too. But anyhow, on to my shoutouts. First of all, I have to give some recognition to a very good friend of mine who right now only has a few followers, and I don't think that's fair, so he gets the first plug, and that is Eric M. Bourgeois. E-R-I-C-M-B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S, all one word. Actually, speaking of cool people, all one word is another cool person, but anyhow, I digress. Yeah, Eric is an awesome guy. I'm really glad that I've had the opportunity to get to know him. He's funny as hell. He's intelligent. He loves classical music. How can you go wrong? he posts all kinds of boos, from just thoughts about his life or things that are happening in the world to boos from places that he goes to. He doesn't have a lot of posts yet because his old account stopped working and he had to get a new one. But he's getting there. So, yes, that's the first shout out. The second one is to VI Podcasting, who I'm ashamed to say I didn't follow right away, and it wasn't because I didn't want to, I just kind of forgot to. But I'm really glad that I did now. His posts are always so professional. He does an amazing job. I am just totally amazed by the stuff that he comes out with. They're really well thought out posts too. And of course, since this month is October, he's been doing a lot of musical selections, which I personally found very enjoyable. Anyway, another smart guy. And just a really fun person to listen to. Speaking of such people, another guy that I actually found through somebody else who liked his boos is McGolgan. He's a lovely Scottish lad. And again, his posts are always really professional as well. He, again, is another classical buff. Not that that has to be a prime requirement. But he posts these cool morning walk things as well that are just absolutely lovely to listen to, because there's always lots of nature sounds in the background, and of course he discusses his various thoughts of the morning as he walks along. And there's just a lot of introspective, thoughtful posts, and I quite enjoy that too. I think I've already said a couple of times how awesome I think Jackie Rumble and Melanie Akpotiu are, so I won't gush on too much about that. So if you don't know who those guys are, you guys have been hiding under a rock for the past God knows how long. Not that you have to follow who I endorse by any means, but, you know, they're out there and they're very cool people. Who else did I want to talk about? There was somebody else. Who am I missing? You know, somebody I haven't heard from in way too long is Toonhead. So Toonhead, if you're listening, buddy, get posting again, damn it. I miss you. Michael Fair. That was the other one I wanted to talk about. Just, again, a very nice guy. Lots of insightful, very intelligently done, well thought out posts. Actually, it's Michael.Fair, F-E-I-R. He talks a lot about the books that he's reading. And, of course, the past couple of months have been all about the presentation that he's giving in, oh my word, less than a week's time. Talks a lot about the podcasts he listens to. So if that sort of thing is up your alley, then I would recommend that you check him out, too. Okay, was there anybody else? Let me pause this and mull this over, because I don't want to forget anybody. Like I said, you're all cool people. I don't mean to say that you're not, but I don't know. I just felt today that certain people deserved a special mention, and I'll mention some more people later. Good gravy. I almost did forget to mention someone that is way too cool to go undiscussed. And that would be Sarah Hillis. If you don't know who she is, she's a musician. She's an author. She's currently working on a second album. This one is an EP of settings of Gerard Manley Hopkins poetry. She composed the settings, and of course he wrote the poetry. That is a seriously mind-blowing endeavor, at least for me it is, because, well, first of all, I could never compose all those lovely settings, and second of all, she's doing all the recording and mixing herself. And if her previous audio editing efforts that I've heard are any indication, this should turn out quite well. So I really hope that she can make a go of this and sell some albums. That would be amazing. She is totally one of the sharpest knives in the block, her posts are always extremely intelligent. Just a few people I thought a few names I thought I would bring to your attention in case you don't know who they are. If any of that sounds interesting, if you're not following these people already, I would highly recommend that you check them out. I'm sure there's some other people that I should be talking about. I got up this morning at, I think, 4:10. And so right now my brain is kind of on batteries need recharging mode. Or either that or I need coffee. But I think because I've already had coffee today and that tends to induce acid reflux, I think nappage might be in order instead. Alrighty then, that's all from here.